Ceilidh dances were enjoyed at house parties and corner road gatherings in the rural countrysides. Decades later, they are still danced in Ireland and have moved to the United States, even here in the Lehigh Valley. These traditional country folk dances have a follow-the-leader pattern that new dancers can pick up on their first attempt. At any Ceilidh, the dance caller will teach the basic threes, sevens, jig steps, and Ceilidh swing steps at the start of the event. After the basic steps are covered, a dance pattern is walked through slowly at first. Then music adds to the real-time dance with others. Another dance pattern will be walked through slowly again, and then another, each with the opportunity to dance the pattern a few times with live musicians. Ceilidhs feature jigs, reels, slides, hornpipes, and waltzes. It's suitable to all ages, so bring the entire family along. You'll want to wear cool, lightweight clothing or layers so you can peel them when things warm up. Leather-soled shoes that glide are preferable, as sneakers tend to stick. If your hip creaks and you just like to watch from the sidelines, that's okay too. But I can tell you from experience, there are a few elders in our community that would put any wallflower to shame. There's a group in the Lehigh Valley that currently leads monthly Ceilidhs. They are called the West End Ceilidh Group. We're proud to partner with the West End Ceilidh in our social dancing portion of the Celtic Classic. And while we're excited to bring this feature back to our next festival, listeners may want to know where they can find an opportunity to learn more about Ceilidh dancing by actually trying it before the festival. If you're interested in learning more about Ceilidh dancing, look for links on the Celtic Classic Facebook page. For the Celtic Cultural Alliance, I'm Sheila White. Sláinte.